Wildcountry.fm, your country favorites. It is Burrito Bob, and it is Monday afternoon, which means a visit with Dave Cohen for your Wild Country Connects from CECOM Federal Credit Union. Dave, good day.
How you doing, sir?
Very fine. Now, it is very hard to believe, but if you kind of think about it, we're kind of like the halfway mark of the year.
Oh, give or take. Absolutely.
I mean, actually, technically, like very close to almost over half the year.
Yeah.
But now's a good time, I understand, to kind of take a look at certain things.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, your finances. If you had a plan at the beginning of the year, see if it's working. One of the things that you should think about is your budget. If you wrote down a budget, you know, we've talked about budget here before. If you've written it down, if you've been following it, see how your finances look based on what your budget is. Has it changed? Maybe you got a raise in the middle of the year. Maybe prices have gone up, and we all know a lot of them have. So things are different. Your budget might look different than it did in January. So take a look at that. See if things are changing, and if they have, adjust. Or if they're changed for the better, maybe celebrate a little bit, okay? Are you paying down your debt as planned? And that's another thing that we talked about with your budget helping you with your debt. If you're able to pay down the debt like you planned, then you're on a good track. If things have changed and maybe you're behind a little bit, there are ways to help. If you're ahead, that's great. Keep doing what you're doing, but it's always something that's really good to look at. And another thing with your budget, it helps you save money. So through the first 6 months, you know, now we're into the seventh month of the year. Are you able to save? Do you have some money put into savings? Is that something that you've been able to accomplish with everything that's been going on? And then is your credit report accurate? That's something that is really, really big and not a lot of people think about, because maybe you haven't had to take out a loan in a long time, or, you know, maybe it's something that you don't, you know, it isn't on your radar. So it's not something you see every, you know, now and then. Look at your credit score, you know, look at your credit report. There are ways to go on online and find it. You've got annualcreditreport.com, and now you can look at it more often. So go on, check out your credit report, check out your credit score. If you have a credit card, typically the app will show you your FICO credit score as well. So that's something to keep in mind, you know, as the year has gone on, because there are a lot of things that impact it. And as long as it's the same as it was, or a little better, great. But if, you know, there are differences, check out your credit report, see what might have happened. And one of the final things that I think we need to think about, I know it's a little far away, but the holidays at the end of the year, all right, we spend, all right, you're buying Christmas gifts, maybe you're going on a holiday vacation. Those are things that you have to plan for, and the sooner you plan for, the better. All right, we're already at the middle of the year, which means that the end of the year is coming up pretty quick. So if you can plan for all of that, if you can look at your budget and see if those holiday plans or holiday gifts are still attainable, then that's really important. You know, and really one of the things that I want to impart on everybody is not just the middle of the year, but you should look at your finances throughout the year. Okay, you start at the beginning, maybe make a plan to see if you want to change certain things or keep things consistent. At the middle of the year, you want to kind of check on the things that I had mentioned, see if your plans are working, see if your savings are on your goal, see if you're paying down your debt the way you want to. And like I said, for those, you know, heavy spending months at the end of the year, make sure you have that cash now. Make sure you have your finances set so that you're not worried about it and you're not scrambling. All right. There are a lot of things that people like to buy early, and holiday gifts is definitely that as well. And groceries too, if you think about it. Thanksgiving, people buy lots of groceries. All right. Christmas, people buy lots of groceries. They have maybe big parties or dinners. They want to treat their family. So those are things that if you think about now, look at your finances, how they are at the middle of the year. By the end of the year, you should be okay. So those are a few things that you should check up on. It's the middle of the year. Keep your finances in mind. And, you know, like I said, if you had a plan at the beginning of the year, see how it's going right now.